the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast, episode number 1046. Today is the 12th of August 2020, and I'm your host, Madison. Thanks for joining us. Today's episode is titled, Wycliffe Bible Translators. This fake podcast has some fake sponsors, so please listen to the following advertisement, which will now be selected at random from a row in our database. This episode is sponsored by the PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world? But lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard. Over the years, God in His providence and goodness has led us to Wycliffe Bible Translators, and we are guided by God and His goodness. For over 75 years, Wycliffe has been helping people around the world translate the Bible into their own language. As you can see in the following graphic, more than 1,600 translation projects still need to be started. Our mission is to ensure that every language needs one by 2025, and we are working faster than ever to reach these languages as quickly as possible. Since 50 AD, when Paul first brought the good news to the continent, the Bible has been translated into various languages throughout Europe. While many groups of displaced people have migrated to Europe over the centuries, the translation work is still ongoing. Of the 520 languages we have in Scripture, we behave as if we needed Bible translations in any other country. For over 70 years, the Orlando, Florida-based nonprofit has been helping people around the world to bring God's Word into their own language, and in many cases to preserve native languages. The translation of Scripture is the key to reaching people with His love, and the churches must hear the gospel in a language that speaks directly to their hearts. He added, as soon as the biblical stories are translated, languages begin to flourish, not only in Europe but also in the United States. Keener said, the Teribe people of Panama are a good example of how this works, and they are one of the best examples of it in the world. Catholics Paul and Ginny Witt were encouraged to organize the Logos translators. Paul, Ginny and their children began to work with the Andok Indians of Colombia to get their linguistic orientation. The previous section was quoted from an interview with John Turner on the application of the biblical doctrine of separation to new evangelicals. Turner has been a missionary with the New Tribes Mission for over 20 years and a member of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints for over 20 years. The work of the Bible translation movement is based on the identity of a follower of Jesus. Undated Logos Translators brochure distributed by John Turner and his wife Ginny Witt and their children. A group of Christians representing several denominations gathered to seek God's guidance regarding Logos translators at the Logos Translation Conference in Denver, Colorado. We want to spread the message of Christ, embody it and live in the life of the people of God, not only in our own lives but also in those around us. God's Word is a language spoken to people in the language that speaks to their hearts, and Townsend believes that everyone should understand the Bible. Townsend has founded a small language school to train people for Bible translation. See the ongoing translation program for the Bible in all languages, which is still needed until 2025. Wycliffe Bible Translators was officially founded in 1942 and its work has grown since then, with more than 1,000 translators in over 100 countries. For the past 75 years, Wycliffe has helped people around the world translate the Bible into their own languages. Our goal is to have a Bible translation program in all languages of the world by 2025, and we work with our translation partner SIL in over 90 countries. Controversy has defined what makes us the gold standard for Bible projects, translation projects. Although the participants were deeply divided on this issue, all participants agreed on a new translation standard in the end, with the exception of one board member. Over 30 people from all over the world met to talk about how to translate the phrase "Son of God" and "Father of God" in a Muslim context. Some translators said that it was translated literally in the Muslim context, but this was because it implied that God had sexual relations with Mary. The private gathering was hosted by Dallas-based SIL International, which invited members of Wycliffe Bible Translators and representatives of other religious organizations. It was a controversial event that divided Wycliffe members and alarmed the church's mission agencies that support them, prompting some of its members to leave the organization and some churches to withdraw their support. Bible translation is often a means of founding churches, but it is not the only way God has established His church in different ethnic groups. The foundation of churches in groups of people has happened in many ways, but it has always been based on the Word of God. Wycliffe moved people and groups by translating scripture when there was already an existing church. The church's advance on unreachable people was driven by churches that provided the Bible and the New Testament in the mother tongues of these people. Episode 1046 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Madison Walker. Adios. The PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world? But lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard.